The breaking news keeps rolling when you're at work. Use the audio stream at KSL.com for Doug Wright and KSL News Radio.
You know, we've talked about this from beginning to end, and I didn't want to kind of lose this this most important chapter. The headline in the Deseret News is Envision Utah to Unveil Blueprint for 2050. And Bob Groh is here with us from Envision Utah. And we've talked about the very process and encouraged people to participate. And then you have given us some of the highlights and the key points as the information came out. And now we have the blueprint.
And we rolled it out yesterday with 400 community leaders, the governor in the lead, and legislative leaders. We thanked our community leaders. We thanked the youth council who got the word out through the schools. And we had a really great time to talk about what Utahns want in the future and how we can get there. The Utahns are optimistic. You know, they have high expectations. They expect us to move forward.
I was interested to read, and I have no doubt that this is true. This has to be either the most or one of the most successful and extensive public outreach programs in the country. You look at the level of participation. The governor just celebrated the 3 millionth Utahn, and many of them would be too young to participate. But to have this percentage of participation is really remarkable.
It's not only remarkable, it's just off the charts. Utahns care so much, they wanted to have their say. And communities like Orlando had 7,000 people answer, Las Vegas, 5,000. We had 53,000 go online and answer a very detailed, complex survey about the future, and there's never been a response anywhere like that.
Yeah, this was not Mickey Mouse. People really got engaged in here, and people really participated and put some thought into this. And as I mentioned, you've been kind enough to come over as highlights have come forward. And one of the things that we have discussed throughout this process is what ultimately does happen. What is the vision for what Envision Utah has come up with now?
Well, Utahns have unique values. More than anywhere else in America, they care about the future, their legacy, what their children and grandchildren will receive from us. And as they focus forward, they really look for four things in their communities. Are they safe? Are they secure? Are they resilient? Are they prosperous? Do they provide good jobs for all of us? Are they neighborly and fair and caring? Are we a place that welcomes everybody and provides housing for everybody? And are they healthy, beautiful, and clean? And those sound like simple words, but they're very detailed explanations we now have from the public. What are all the components of being resilient? Energy efficiency, local agriculture, houses that stand up when we have the big one. Are we doing the right things to be healthy in Utah? Are we cleaning the air? Here are the major strategies. So the vision is a complex, a simple list of goals and a simple list of what we call cornerstones or focus areas, but a lot of strategies that we can all move forward on.
I was interested as we discussed this, as it unfolded, just how committed Utahns were to really being diverse, to really maintaining things that mean a lot, like the agrarian community, the agriculture environment in our state.
Yeah, and the thing Utahns want more than anything is a safe, secure neighborhood and community. The old town feel we used to have, where it was close-knit and people, it was family-friendly. People want to continue and maintain that, even as we grow our metropolitan areas. And there are ways to do that by building an intentional pattern of neighborhoods, communities, towns, villages, and urban centers across the state. And that's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on creating those neighborhoods. Cities, counties, builders, developers, all coming together to make that happen.
Even in the most populated areas, we're seeing that people want their community within a big city. Whether it's the 9th and 9th or 15th and 15th or the Pioneer Park area or the avenues, whatever it is, they want to have an identity and a community.
Right. They either want to live in an urban area, or I'll use the fancy planning term, they want to live in an amenitized suburb.
Yeah.
They want things
right.
Close where they can walk, they can bike, they can shop. And so a lot of the design of the future, as we get more crowded, more people, is to bring destinations closer to home. And that's going to take all of us working together to look at those market opportunities to do that as older commercial turns over and the internet sales go up, what goes in those old places at 7th East and 33rd South, for example?
Right.
Lots of opportunity being brought to us by the market. Are we ready to take advantage of it?
Now, where do you see all of this going over the next 3, 4, 5, 10 years? How will this information, or how should this information be utilized?
Yeah, well, there are four cornerstones, packages of powerful strategies. One is about the kinds of neighborhoods and the patterns we create to get around in the future. The second is about our homes and our buildings. Will they be good for air quality, cleaner, less emitting? And our landscaping, will it be more water-wise? Will we reduce the water so we can preserve agriculture? The third cornerstone is about making sure rural Utah is thriving as well, and we have great opportunities there. And Utahns spoke loudly. They want a balanced mosaic of uses on the public and private lands in rural Utah. And finally, most importantly, undergirding all of this is having a great education system and for everybody. Utahns want education not just for me and my family. They want it because they know it is the most important qualification for us to have great, safe communities with great neighbors.
Whenever we learn this much and have an awakening like this, I always worry that this great information just won't be fully utilized. And how do we ensure that?
Well, the first step was to get 400 experts and community leaders and legislators involved in the process for the last 2 years.
Right.
This is their vision with their strategies all rolled together into a long-range strategic plan for the future. So many of them are already involved. So implementation is already underway. There's already a process in Utah County to study the future of agriculture in the state and how do we strengthen that in our future. There's already a process starting up about how do we build this pattern of communities. And so we're already on the move with those who can actually implement things, governments, private citizens, businesses, to move it forward.
Are there things in the future that it will be kind of mile markers where we will reevaluate and see how we're doing?
Yeah, we've always done this. So about every 5 or 6 years, we're gonna be helping encourage people, helping get the word out, but then measuring how we're actually doing. And we can measure things. For example, we have half our lot sizes in Salt Lake Valley are half as big as they were 20 years ago. We can measure that. So we can measure the amount of landscaping we have to water. For example, we can measure the water consumption. There are probably 100 good things to measure that are identified in these strategies.
For people who would like to get all the information and really see what is out there and be able to utilize this within their family, within their neighborhood, their community council, whatever, how can they access all this information?
It's at envisionutah.org, envisionutah.org, or youryutahyourfuture.org. And it's designed so you can go into it as at a shallow level first and then deep dive into whatever topics interest you. But it has all of the work, all of the information online. But it boils down to a simple set of four things Utahns want and four cornerstones or focus areas that if we work on those together, we can really make it happen.
Bob, I really appreciate you walking us through this process, sharing it with us all along the way, and I'll be most interested. You know, I've already referred to conversations that I had many, many years ago with John Huntsman Jr. First time I ever met him was with Envision Utah, when some of these original measurements were being taken, predictions were being made, right. Priorities were being laid out, and it's amazing how much of it has come true.
And it will continue to come true because Utahns want it and Utahns know how to work together to make it happen.
Absolutely. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. Robert Groh with Envision Utah. And again, it's envisionutah.org. That's the easiest way. Envisionutah.org. All the information is right there.